Hey, I don't know if anyone's
Log
listening.
Talk Radio.
Hey, is Adam Tajdi and Rachel
Copeland.
Copeland. How come I always forget that?
I don't know. I don't remember Tajdi most of the time.
Because
so.
you're Japanese, but Copeland is not a Japanese name. It should be a Kanawa or something.
Okay.
Anyway, so what's the name of our show, Rachel?
Ultralife.
Yeah, but the,
today's show is Confidence is Attractive and Don't Let Present Circumstances Stop You.
For instance, our present circumstances were getting this radio show going, taking us a few tries, but we got it. So, you know, one thing is, you know, keep persistent, keep going, regardless of what blocks get in your way. And sometimes it's yourself, sometimes it's technology, sometimes it's just life, but can I swear?
PG-13 swear.
PG-13 swear?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Oh, not that one. I can't say that.
Don't do that one.
Oh, sorry. Forget that one. So, shit. So, confidence is your most attractive asset?
Feature.
Why did you, because Rachel kind of, I kind of had the flow and Rachel kind of built structure. Why did you go come up with that?
I think this topic, just because I think a lot of people get hung up and it becomes a block. So it can be part of your circumstances, is that you don't have that confidence, you don't feel attractive. But really a lot of what is attractive or what can make you attractive is just confidence. And there are small changes that I think you can do, that anybody can do in any circumstance, that would make a huge difference. And so I just thought it would be helpful to kind of go into some of that and make some suggestions and hopefully instill some confidence in everybody so everybody's generally more attractive.
You know, and what I've noticed too is a lot of time when you have confidence, when I have confidence, it gets me through so many things. Through the door, an expired license, which I've done many, many, many times. And that's like another topic, but you know, just getting through, walking through a place with confidence, you can get through anything you want to a lot of the time just by confidence, just by acting like you need to be there. The first thing that we put down was wear clothes that fit your body.
Right. So what made me think of this is I had some fitness advice, and there's actually a lot of success if you're more likely to achieve success in your fitness goals if you feel attractive, if you have confidence. And one way to do that is to wear clothes that fit the body that you have right now. Some people think that it might be a good motivator to wear clothes or to have clothes around that are too small, too tight, or are their ideal fitness size. Right. But actually, it holds you back and it keeps you from having that confidence. If you're going out after working out and or dieting, whatever it is, and you feel good because those clothes that you're wearing look good and make you feel good, you're more likely to want to maintain that and keep moving towards that goal. And then as you lose weight or if you're making changes in your lifestyle and you are rewarding yourself by purchasing clothes that are adapting with you and your body, and you're going to continue to have that confidence.
Yeah, and I noticed that over the years my style has changed, and as your style changes, toss out the garbage you were wearing before. They worked for you then, but they don't work for you now. So just move forward and change to something else, and you can go to all sorts of places. Money doesn't have to be an issue either. You can go to, like, TJ Maxx?
Yeah, or I shop at Uptown Cheapskate all the time.
Oh.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Don't be judgy.
No, it's good. My ex-girlfriend used to get me clothes from there all the time. She's, like, great and hunting. You know, you could always get a girlfriend, too, but you might need confidence to get that also. First.
And you've got to look good if you want a girlfriend. Yeah. So.
And it depends on what you're looking for, too. But fitted clothes makes a big difference. Even if you're not in the greatest shape that you want to be yet, being in fitted clothes and then work on your fitness goal, exercise. You know, I always talk about in my videos to start small. If you're not exercising now, I tell someone just run around the block. You don't have to run 5 miles or 2 miles or whatever. You don't have to load a pack. I tell people don't load a pack. It's probably the dumbest thing you could do is load a pack on you and do a hike. But it's something that I decided to do. But you start small and work your way up. A lot of trainers will have you go on a certain plan, but a lot of times you'll be sore, tired, and you might actually unmotivate yourself. And it doesn't become your lifestyle. You'll start and then you'll stop, and then you might start up again later. But what I try to do is make sure that people are doing it in the sense of creating it their lifestyle.
Right, creating habits.
Don't do it just because your wedding's coming up. Do it because your life's coming up. And that increases your confidence, without a doubt. Next thing.
Okay, so the next thing that you can do is you can simply get a haircut. Or other things. I own an eyelash extension studio, and I see a transformation in women that get eyelash extensions for the first time almost on like a daily basis. It instills immediate confidence because you just feel prettier. You, I don't know, you have that confidence, and people react to you. And I think there's a lot of things that you can do that are just simple aesthetic things. Some people getting a new tattoo or a piercing, or, I mean, it can be something as little or big as you want, but whatever is going to do it for you, give you the confidence, and whatever makes you more confident, whatever your style or whatever choice you make, as long as it instills the confidence in you, it will be attractive to others. It's not necessarily what you do, but it's what it does for you that makes you attractive.
I don't have much fun.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. I get my hair cut regularly. I make sure it looks good. I don't get eyelash extensions.
Well, I'm saying you could get a different haircut.
A different haircut.
A different haircut. Something new so that people can react and...
Something upbeat. Look in a magazine and see. I'm kind of stuck on the haircut thing because I can't do much on my hair. But I want to make sure... But if you're like that, if you have curly hair, there's a certain thing you have to do, as long as your name's in Donald Trump. You make sure your hair is cut once a month or every 3 weeks. Make sure it looks sharp. That will actually add confidence to you, and people notice if you're maintaining yourself. Even if you have a beard, you know, some people like that. If that works for you, great. But usually you want to keep it in order, trim it, do whatever you need to do, and so just let it go shaggy.
Yeah, that's a good example of a change that a guy can do just aesthetically. Also, guys, teeth whitening. I'm a huge fan of beautiful teeth. I think it's an important thing.
Yeah, I do too. Actually, when I look at a girl, I actually check out their teeth. I actually do.
I see that.
I'm like, open my teeth enough, so I'm checking out their teeth. You know.
This is a big one for me. I don't know if I have a hyperactive olfactory, but I smell is really important to me, and I'm kind of repelled by people that have an unpleasant smell. So that could be as much as just basic hygiene, just having good hygiene, and not having any, you know, bad smells. But it can also just be a matter of buying a new cologne or perfume or
take a shower.
Well, yes, that's all in the first little part.
Like taking a shower, taking 2 showers. Need to.
Right, or chewing gum if you've got breath issues. But I don't know if you know this, but actually if you do have a regular problem with bad breath, a lot of times regular flossing will take care of that because it's the buildup between your teeth that is actually creating the odor. And if you're not flossing on a regular basis, you're never really going to get over it. You're just going to cover it up.
You know, and honestly, hygiene and scent is huge for guys too. And for the woman, they... You know, sometimes I smell a girl and I swear I'm in love.
It makes a big difference.
I'm in love.
Oh, yeah.
Or sometimes a guy will say to a guy, we'll have these conversations, like, oh, dude, she smells good. And as soon as the guy says that, the guy will, oh, okay, I get it. Now, that just doesn't mean any place specific. It means just in general, like, you know, they got BO or they smell good outside air or something.
Even just like cigarette smoke. Yeah, and I don't know if you've ever had this, but for me, I associate smell a lot with people. If I smell a certain cologne or a perfume or a detergent or something, I will associate it to people or events. So maybe I had a boyfriend once that we got in a big fight and I tried to break up with him and he showed up the next day and had a new cologne. And it was kind of like he knew how important smell was to me. And so that was kind of like a reset. Well, he thought it would be. But I'm just saying some people really associate smell to the individual. So you want that to be a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I had things that were going to give you crap, but I just said,
please don't give me crap. I don't need that.
So, and you know, one thing too is like what you build confidence in you, whatever your circumstances are, you can get past it. You don't have to make the effort. If you're thinking that I can't do this, if you can't do this, then you can't do anything. I don't have money for a membership or money for a haircut or whatever. Go get a cheap haircut. Get a free membership somehow. Exercise in your bedroom. Push-ups, sit-ups, whatever. You know, whatever you need to do to feel confident. Remember, the things that you're attracted to, people are attracted to that. And part of confidence is being attractive or feeling attractive. So if you feel attractive, not taking a shower for a week, that might work for you. It might not work for other people. But keep in mind that you might be okay with someone not taking a shower for a week, too. Maybe that's a fit. Next thing is get advice from the experts.
Yeah, so one thing you can do, if you're female and maybe you need an updated look, you can go to a department store makeup counter and they'll do a free makeover for you. That can make a big difference in your confidence and teach you some new tricks.
Like MAC or something?
Right. And they can customize it to you and give you tips specific to your features or your coloring, whatever the case may be. Talking to a stylist or a fashion consultant.
Like Eugenia?
Right.
They can give you some names if you want.
Yeah,
Kirkchunk,
Haberdasher.
Okay. Great. And then who's the girl in the CEO Space book? Come on. Dang it, we know her. She's great. We'll let you know. A hairdresser can play with your hair.
Right, and they can give you tips specific to your hair type, your features, your age, really make it appropriate for what you need. I think it's a good idea. You might have a sense of what you want, but it might not necessarily work with what you're working with. And so I think it's really helpful to talk to an expert in some cases and get some insight to things maybe you wouldn't have considered but would be open to if you just had that guidance.
If you exercise in the morning?
I think exercising in the morning is an effective way to get a start to the day. A lot of successful owners, entrepreneurs.
Sure.
I mean, it's in general a good rule, but I think getting pumped from working out, I always get pumped immediately after. So I think exercising before a big event or, you know, an important meeting, whether it's in the morning or just before.
I do that. I'll box or run or exercise, lift weights. If I can't do it in the morning for some reason, I'll do it at night. Make sure you do it. Come up with excuses. If you can do it 6-7 days a week, you'll be in better shape. You'll be more confident. If you can only do it 3 or 4, do that. But do the best. We got the countdown. Smile. And attitude.
Yeah, absolutely. The attitude that you project is really going to determine what you attract. If you are closed off, even in just your body language, a smile can really open things up and make you approachable. And
your attitude makes huge. I hesitate saying this, but the reason why I'm able to meet people, do business deals or meet girls, whatever, is because I'll make an approach. And I've got the confidence to actually go talk to someone. That's all it usually takes is you go talk to someone and you put your best self out there. You don't fake it. You put your best self out there. And that's all the time we have. Ultra Life, the show about relationship, business,
and lifestyle.
See you later. Take care, you guys. Goodbye, everyone.